If you're looking for more of this filth and really good gambling info, not so much filth, Chad Millman, The Favorites Podcast. I listen to it every week. A little loose with the language, Chad. What's going on here? Family friendly time.
Earmuffs, buddy.
I know.
Earmuffs.
I heard you talking about Scoochie, and Scoochie was like, whoa, are we allowed to drop F-bombs here? Okay.
You know what the thing is? It's like, you get so emotional about these things, and, like, you know the Giants are the right side against the Jaguars, and then they disappoint you, and you're talking about it, and it brings back all these memories, yep. And you can't help but sort of relieve yourself of the burden.
Well, the other thing I assume you got emotional over is I think you had the Texans, and Bill O'Brien doesn't challenge the Gronk catch at the end of the first half, and then after the game was like, it's not my job. What?
Yeah.
It's not your job.
It's not my job to pay attention to what's happening on the field. It's my job to make sure that I don't make the right decisions so our team can't cover this game.
Yes. Action Network, Chad Millman, The Favorites Pod. We'll tell you more about the Action Network as our convo moves along. So I heard you reference your Bengals. So what do you do tonight? You going to play this game? You go with the you bet the head or the heart?
We got to bet the Bengals in this game, guys. Right. I mean, it feels to me, what's the line at right now? Why don't I check my Action Network app and see if I can see what the line is at? Last I saw, shameless plug, but last I saw it was a pick, right?
It's actually a one all over town. I mean, obviously, you could be playing different books on the East Coast, too. It's a 1.5 at William Hill with the Ravens favorite on the road.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Bengals. Like, I know it's like, even at 1.5, which is really barely a favorite, I always tend to play like a home underdog. You know that the public sentiment is going to be on the Ravens. And to me, like, I'm just not an Andy Dalton hater. And it's impossible to know how good the Ravens defense really is because they were not challenged, clearly, last week. They had beaten the total by themselves. Practically by the middle of the third quarter. So I lean towards the Bengals tonight.
All right, what do you do along the same lines with the Jaguars and the Patriots? The Patriots laying as much as 1.5.
I bet the Jaguars +2.
Okay.
And you mentioned Bob Scoochie. Bob Scoochie, every single time we talk about this on the podcast, he will say, nobody makes money betting against Bill Belichick. And he's not wrong. So what do you do in these situations? Like, you're a Vegas veteran. You've got the percentages which tell you play the home underdog, right? Versus the Patriots who blow every betting axiom out of the water. Just completely rearrange what you think you know. My theory on this is, like, stick with your principle. And I love the Jaguars' defense. I thought what they did on week one was pretty fantastic. I don't know that the Patriots were challenged. I think they're getting a little bit too much credit for being the Texans team that I think is great, or could be great, but didn't play very well in week one. So I think there was a little bit more value to me on the Jaguars. It opened Sunday night at +2. That's when I bet them.
Chad Millman's with us. Action Network. You can check out the app. It's free. actionnetwork.com/app. All right. I think the key after week one is to stick to your principles, your guns, and what you thought and how you had teams rated going into the season. Don't freak out. So how do you view Arizona getting 13 against the Rams?
I bet it at 12.5. I bet it at 13. I might just keep betting it, you know, because, like, this is crazy. This game, power rated heading into week one, would have been Rams by 9. It opened at 12.5. It was a, you know, 1.5-point adjustment on each side for, you know, a little bit shading because the Rams played so well on Monday night, and everybody knows they're going to get a lot of action because they won in a primetime game, and they already had sort of public in their favor. The Cardinals looked horrible against the Redskins, but against a team that nobody thought was very good. So they got, you know, bumped down a little bit. So all of a sudden, you've got this gaping hole of a spread in the difference between what the spread was and what it is now, and I am all over, like, the Cardinals in this game.
important not to go gaga one way or the other. Team plays a bad game, don't overreact. Team plays a good game, like the Chiefs, right? So what do you do?
Yeah.
What do you do, Chiefs and Steelers, where the Steelers are now laying 4.5? I think there's going to be a lot of squares out there who are like, yeah, give me some KC.
I bet the Steelers. Here's something interesting. On the Action Network, we have a story that just went up. We have this database that has betting information going back almost a generation, almost 20 years. Tracks everything from, like, what those point spreads were when the games went off to the total number of bets on each side of the game for every game, total number of dollars bet. Right now, as of Thursday afternoon, the Kansas City Chiefs were getting 81% of the tickets in this game, okay? That is the highest, no joke, that is the highest amount of tickets an underdog has ever gotten, ever. You're telling me? You're telling me the Kansas City Chiefs are the best underdog in the past 20 years on the road at the Steelers? You got to be joking. So, of course I took the Steelers at 4.5.
It's Chad Millman from the Action Network up here with Cofield & Company. He joins us 3:45 every Thursday. So, I'm a Jets fan, but like many Jets fans, I'm a bit pessimistic. Many are not realistic. They should be. So I like the way the Jets looked on opening night, but in no way in hell am I going to be firing Jets -3 in any game, especially against the Dolphins.
So what do you think of 2.5? Because I've seen a lot of 2.5s around town.
I don't like that either.
I'm
pumping the brakes on the Jets. I'm going to wait and see, and I know that's not – you know what? That is a smart thing to do, because here's the thing, folks. You don't have to bet every game on the board. Pick a select number of games, and especially if you're a fan of the team, if you're not feeling it, stay away.
Well, I agree. And, you know, you mentioned Scucci, and we talked about him, and, you know, he runs the Orleans. And he, we talked about this in a podcast, and I said to him, what are you thinking? He goes, I don't know. We hung a bad line. Like,
really?
And I think, yeah, and like, I think the wise guys were taking the Dolphins at +3. It's down to 2.5. I wouldn't be surprised if they continue to take it. But yeah, you know, it's an over-adjustment based on, I think, where he thought the public was going to go and where, based on sort of what happened with the Jets and Monday Night Football. And so I agree with you. I am not interested in either of these teams. But I don't think it's the right line.
Man, I think the hardest one to stick to your guns on is Buffalo, because I don't want to go crazy over the Chargers laying 7.5 on the road, but the Bills now with a quarterback change, it's tough to bet the Bills.
I know. And it's this should be an automatic take, right? Like, you like me, I would like to bet home underdogs. And, like, I'm getting a home underdog. I'm getting more than a touchdown, and I'm getting, you know, from a percentage perspective, 80% or more of the money is going to be on the Chargers. So it's all the scenarios you want in sort of that kind of play, yet I cannot get myself to do it. And actually, a buddy of mine just emailed me. He works at the Action Network, and he's a huge Bills fan. And it's like he was in my head, and he emailed me. He goes, I know what you're thinking. Don't take the Bills. This feels like a trap game. It just feels too easy. And I feel like he's right. And I was literally about to hit the button on my app to bet the Bills on my bookmaker app.
All right, let's go around the table here, even though you're on the phone. Chad Millman's with us from Action Network. Adam Hill is here. Adam, how much is Aaron Rodgers worth as a quarterback?
Well, it obviously,
down to Kaiser.
Yeah, it obviously depends on the backup. So from him to Kaiser, I'm going to go 11.
11. I think it's worth 9. Chad, what do you think it's worth?
I think Aaron Rodgers himself is worth about 6.5 to 7.
Okay.
So if you account for Deshaun Kaiser, like, I don't think you take 2 points away for Deshaun Kaiser. So to me, it's 6.5 or 7.
Okay. So if Rodgers plays, we're looking at probably Packers -1.5. If he doesn't play, book folks are saying, what, 4, 4.5, 5 Vikings?
I think that I saw, well, look, the Westgate line posted for the Super Contest, they posted Vikings -7.
Woo!
That's what they offered.
Yeah.
Vikings -7, which is insanity. But yeah, I think that's about right. Like, if right now you're seeing around town, you're seeing like 4.5, 5, then I think the Packers you know, maybe they just open it if Aaron Rodgers plays. Maybe it's 2, 2.5. Like, normally it would be 3, but you're shading a little bit because he's got an injured knee. You don't know how effective it will be, but that sounds about right.
Check out the Action Network. You can get the app at actionnetwork.com/app. As Chad told you, you got real-time spreads up there, decades of gambling-specific data analysis, and you have the ability to track every bet you make. I want to ask you a question as a bettor. I don't want you to out yourself if you're gambling illegally, but are you tempted to go, because you're in New York, right? Are you tempted to go over to New Jersey and start betting at those books over there?
All the time. Yeah, totally. Okay. We're actually, true story, we're sending an intern out into a kayak in the middle of the Hudson River to find out exactly where in the Hudson River you can start getting geo-accepted to bet in New Jersey.
That is awesome. What an idea.
Yeah. Angel, get a kayak.
Yeah,
well, watch out for the dead bodies, right? Watch out for floating objects. So for you, I mean, your guy wants to play sharp action. What do you think? Are you willing to go over just to the Meadowlands? And what are those FanDuel lines? Are you driving down to Monmouth to try to get William Hill lines?
No, I'm betting on the phone. I'm betting on one of the sports books that routes through China. I'm not getting in my car and going to New Jersey. I would, but...
My question is, once they're up and running with multiple phone apps, at that point you have to shop, right? You have to make sure that you have 2 or 3 different phone apps so that you can compare and contrast the numbers.
100%. And, of course, that's the way it's going to go. And Nevada will get their... one day, too, but that's exactly what you have to do.
Yep, no doubt. One last question for you. I heard that you were on the Saints for the Super Bowl, so they look bad on defense. Do you look for some value these next couple of weeks? Because I'm seeing Saints 17-1 for Super Bowl winner, 14-1 for Super Bowl winner. Do you have the confidence to now double and triple down in an original bet?
I don't. I got them at... I got them at 18-1.
Oh, okay.
And so I feel good about that. And I have hedged. I did this pool with some buddies where we each put in some money and we do a draft of every team in the NFL, and whoever's Super Bowl wins the pot. And so I have like this. I have a Saints ticket. I have a Texans ticket. I have Green Bay in this scenario. I have the Steelers. I'm all over the map.
Good deal. Spread the money. All right, what's coming up on Friday and then over the weekend with the Action Network?
Dude, we are covering games left and right. Go to actionnetwork.com, read our betting guides for college football, NFL, check out the fantasy stuff we have. We are all in on every game.
All right, good deal. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next Thursday, okay?
I mean, thank you. Appreciate it.
There you go. Chad Millman, formerly ESPN, now with the Action Network, part of the Churnin Group with Barstool Sports. And you can go get the app. Again, that's up on all of your devices. Just look for the app, actionnetwork.com/app. It is 100% free.